Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Hey everybody, it's Andrew and welcome to episode 158 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, we'll be discussing the game recap of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Baltimore Ravens. But before we start, as always, if you want to show your support for the channel, hit that red subscribe button and then hit that bell icon to get updates on the latest content releases. Okay, so the Jags lose this game to the Ravens 14-40. It was just a stinker of a game. Really bad. So the Jags dropped to 1-13. I guess the silver lining in all of this is that the Jags are now in line to get potentially the number one draft pick. So that could be Trevor, or that will be rather Trevor Lawrence. So if the Jags don't screw it up, we may be getting Trevor Lawrence as our first round pick and potentially our quarterback next season as well. So that's pretty exciting. Jumping into the game, I don't have much to say about this. I mean, game opened up with the Jags on defense and Josh Jones with an interception, and that was really nice. Nice to see him make a big play there. But then there's a stupid penalty on the return for the interception, and the Jags are backed up in their own end zone. And then in the Jaguars' infinite wisdom, or Jay Gruden's infinite wisdom, we call a play-action pass in the end zone, and Minshew gets sacked, and we take a safety. So,
idiot.
Pretty dumb, but, you know, that's just coaching staff and play calling. It's just really bad, and so we end up taking a safety, and, you know, we just couldn't stop the Ravens, bottom line. The running game, or... you know, Lamar Jackson, we couldn't contain him. He was all over us. Minshew had a fairly decent game when we look at the stats. 22 for 29, 226 yards, two touchdowns. He did have one pick, which was bad, really bad throw, and the corner just jumped the coverage, and luckily it was called back because of a penalty. I think it was like a roughing the passer penalty. So it was called back. But yeah, just Minshew also had a fumble too, and just wasn't good. Ball security has always been kind of an issue for him, and I just hate to see that again in this game. And he also had a pretty big fumble against Miami, which wasn't good. So, you know, bottom line, the game just got away from us. Some other nice plays I can think of were, Aldrick Rosas, you know, getting this punt off high snap, and he's able to catch it and run around and get the kickoff, which I just thought was an amazing play. And so that was pretty exciting. You know, James Robinson couldn't get going in this game. That was a problem as well. You know, he only had 16 carries for 35 yards. He did catch a touchdown pass from Minshew, and that was nice. But we couldn't get James Robinson going, and that was another issue in this game. Just couldn't get the running game going, couldn't get any push. But, when we look at the wide receiving core in this game, not much. Chris Conley had one touchdown catch, one reception for 13 yards. You know, James Robinson, three receptions for 18 yards and that one touchdown. So, three takeaways from this game really is the team looks demoralized, and I get it. I mean, we're 1-13. They just want the season to be over. And I get that. I understand it. Another takeaway is really how bad this defense is. The run defense is just terrible. The pass coverage is terrible too. So, we're going to need to make a change at the defensive coordinator position. We're going to need to get some draft picks. Definitely one at corner and definitely one at safety. And then the offensive line, too, is just not gelling. So we're definitely going to have to make, draft selection there at left tackle. But, you know, that's really much all I have to say about this game. It was just a disaster. You know, our former teammate Ngakoue had a good game too, two sacks, just a little bit of redemption there for him. And yeah, so this game was bottom line an embarrassment, but we are in the running now, you know, to get the number one pick. So really excited to see that. And, you know, let me know how you guys feel about this game. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel again. Show your support. Come by Apple Podcasts. Leave me a review. That always helps me when I put these episodes together. And if you do leave a review, I will send you a Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or face cover of your choice. Just send me a DM and let me know that you put the review there, and I will send you one. Hope you guys have a great Christmas and happy holidays. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that Jaguar T coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Meeting other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.